Thank you, Paul.
The Chris Moyle Show. BBC Radio 1.
Dominic Byrne.
Hello. Hello.
Just me and Dave clapping there. Right. That's fine.
Hey, we appreciate you, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
I don't know what I'd do without you.
Mm.
Thank you.
Well, we'd just get someone else in, but...
Well, get Natalie Jameson.
Get someone else on the news roster, but... Yeah.
But essentially, I know what you were saying.
Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
The voice of authority on the Chris Moyle Show. The man that goes and interviews the Hollywood stars.
Yes.
Yesterday, you met Jennifer Aniston.
I did. For the third time.
A-lister. Hollywood A-lister.
Massive A-lister.
I can't wait to find out the results. So, off you go.
Okay, so the film is called Horrible Bosses, which I went to see.
And you genuinely like it?
Do you know what? I loved it. And it's so nice to go to one of these interviews where you're on the back of a brilliant film. I think it's really good.
Yeah. You don't have to lie.
Kevin Spacey was in the film. I bumped into him in the corridor afterwards.
No
shook
way.
His hand and said, great film, Kevin.
And he said?
Thank you. And then carried on talking to the person he was talking to. That doesn't matter. I met Kevin Spacey.
Right.
I have interviewed her before. We haven't used this clip, but I asked her whether she remembered me. She didn't remember me, but that doesn't matter. Because she's done lots of interviews. I asked her about the film as well.
Did you say, do you remember me?
Yeah, I said, and she went, and then did that look as though I want to say yes, but I'm going to, don't think I do, and I'm going to say
no. What does she look like? Is she cute?
She's very muscly, very thin, very toned.
Like in kind of like Madonna big arms muscly?
Not that much, but she does a lot of yoga.
Right.
I meant to say you could have asked her. Well, do you know what? It's probably just as well.
Mm.
You know when I was in LA?
Yeah.
I stayed around the corner from Jennifer Aniston's house.
Did you?
Yeah. And actually, that would have been a mildly interesting day. It's mildly interesting for us.
Yeah.
But actually, for you to say that to her would sound a little bit
creepy.
Yeah.
My friend Chris stayed around the corner from you once.
Yeah. He could see into your back garden.
He stared into your lounge a lot. I thought it was time to go back to basics. I wanted to put the whole smelly finger stuff behind us and just move on now.
Right.
So that's an unfortunate phrase.
Smelly finger.
It was.
I mean, smelly finger.
Putting smelly finger behind you.
Exactly. So I thought we'd go old school. I thought we'd go old school with Jennifer Aniston.
Yep.
And I hit her with a few of these.
I've got a few random questions to ask you, if that's okay, from listeners to our show.
Sure.
We've got 8 million listeners, and they're all very excited that we are speaking to you.
Love it.
One of the questions was, do you like olives?
I love olives.
Do you?
Can I say that with more enthusiasm?
Yeah.
I love them.
What do you love about them? So
just
much.
Everything about them.
Yeah.
They're salty.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, I don't know. I just love them. Yeah. I could put them everywhere. Salads, pastas, pizzas.
Yeah, you really like them.
I'm Greek.
Sure. But not all Greek people like olives, do they?
No, I've got they a friend should be fired.
Okay, from Greece.
From Greece.
Okay. Is it green or black olives? I don't get bogged down in just olives.
All of them.
Right.
Wow, she's an olive lover.
Told you she was Greek.
She's an olive lover.
Told you she was Greek, didn't I?
You are right, she's
And your reaction to that was brilliant. Well, I'm Greek! And you went, yeah, sure.
I was actually going through her head. Dave said you were Greek when I didn't believe him, but actually you are Greek. That's good. That's basically what I was doing there when I said the word sure.
You got to think very fast with these interviews.
Yeah. So here's another very, very random question.
Would you rather be confronted by a very...
Oh, no, you haven't. You didn't ask her that.
Hang on, is this a dwarf with a big
yes,
stick?
Yes, although I didn't use the word dwarf.
What did you say?
It can be offensive. I changed it.
To midget.
Okay.
Not to midget,
there's
no.
There's a difference. Allard?
Yes?
There's a difference, isn't there?
There is definitely a difference.
There is a difference between a dwarf and a midget.
But I'm never sure... I appreciate Dom's sensitivity.
I'm never sure which one is offensive.
Yeah. Well, we're not sure either, so I changed it to something that isn't offensive.
Well, we would like to be PC.
Yeah.
Would you rather be confronted by a very small person with a sword or a very giant person with a toothpick?
A giant person with a toothpick.
And why? Just because? Because
I have a better shot at hurting him where it hurts.
Yes. Wow.
And running.
Okay.
She's not messing around, is she?
No, she's not.
No.
She wants to hit a giant.
Well, you're doing all right.
Okay, now, it's worth saying that this was being filmed, this interview.
Yes.
And you set me a challenge of playing a game with Jennifer Aniston called Hug or Head.
Yes.
Essentially, this involves writing something on my head that she isn't allowed to see until I reveal my head.
I know, you're wearing a cap at this point.
Yeah, this is the thing we didn't talk about. Up until this happens, which is about 7 minutes into the interview, I've got to sit there wearing a baseball cap.
Right.
I look ridiculous in a baseball cap. It doesn't suit me at all.
I think you're being too harsh on yourself.
No, I do.
Right.
I agree with him.
I look as though I've won a competition or something. I don't look good, honestly. it's not a strong look for me. On the way to the interview, Freya, who sat next to me in the taxi, wrote on my head in her lipstick.
Yeah.
I then put a cap over to cover my head. I'm sat there interviewing Jennifer Aniston with lipstick on my head being covered by a cap.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked her if she would like to play my game. Would you like to play a very quick game, Jennifer?
No.
No?
All right.
Yeah. It's called Hug or Head. Now, we've only got 2 minutes left. Oh. We can either hug each other for 2 minutes, or I can show you my head and something written on my head. It's called Hug or Head.
Head.
Head. Good, because I've written something on my head.
Okay.
I never thought that was a bonus element of this.
I've never heard that before.
Was to hear Jennifer Aniston just shout at you, head,
yeah. Head.
Yeah.
There we go.
And you go, oh, okay then.
Are you ready?
I figured you did, because otherwise...
I would never wear a cap.
Right.
Okay, you ready? Can you read that?
Can something sing me a song?
Can you sing me a song, please? The no. Please is a bit smudged.
Well, it's all smudged, by the way.
Can you sing
you
me a song?
You sweat under your hat.
I know, I have.
But, and I'd have to say to the answer that, no, I cannot.
Right, okay. So we have to hug each other? Or you don't have to do that if you don't want to.
Well, I already chose the head.
Okay, that's true.
Right. She seems a bit tricky.
No, she was, to be fair.
She also sounds about 80 years old. Mm. Or is that just me? Sounds really old.
Does she look like fun?
She looks like fun.
What's difficult is, I was talking to my friend about this yesterday.
Yeah.
She doesn't know you.
Absolutely.
She doesn't know the show.
Absolutely.
So she just sees this...
idiot.
For want of a word, jackass.
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting there with a question written in lipstick on his bald head.
Yeah, saying, which looks mental.
Can you sing me a song?
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, whatever. Just go away. But if she knew us, I think she'd find
she
it.
Was, do you know what? She was fine with it. She was just scared.
But you see, I think that's the first ever outing of Hug or Head.
And the last.
I think it's a really good format. No.
As the Americans say, I'm going to lock it down and shut it down.
I think
whatever.
It works.
No, I don't think it does.
I think it can only get better.
Let's keep going.
Post-it note possibly next time, though, not lipstick. So you asked me again to ask Jennifer Aniston if she would like my phone number.
Yes.
As if I'm going to do that.
Now, when I do it to you, I cringe.
Yeah.
So if you've really done it to Jennifer Aniston properly, this could be the most cringeworthy moment of our show ever.
During Hug or Head, a little bit of me died.
Yeah.
And during this, the rest of me died.
Okay, this is going to be beautiful.
Mm. I can't remember if it's as stuttery and as hesitant as I would have liked.
This could be Fawlty Towers, The Office, cringeworthy. Okay, you ready?
Times 10.
Here we go.
Just finally, as we have no time left...
Are you laughing because you know what you're about
I'm
to do?
I'm looking down my questions. We've done Hug or Head, big tick. I'm looking down now and say, ask her for your... give her your phone number.
Okay. Oh, my God. I can't wait for this. Hang on. Do you know what? I need to take my jacket off.
Don't worry, Dom. The text and tweet reaction is brilliant for this.
Is it?
Yes.
Here we go. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Dominic Byrne sat opposite Jennifer Aniston.
Mm. Just finally, as we have no time left... We're literally finished now. In more ways than one.
She's not happy about it.
Would you...
By the way...
Do you not like the head?
Who?
Now, this is the wind-up woman, the windmill lady, as we call her, who puts her arms around when you...
To say, hurry up, the interview.
Was she laughing during Hug or Head?
No.
At all?
No. She didn't like that at all. And
Face like thunder.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston spotted this and, told me that she was not happy.
Right, okay. So already Jennifer's
which is
you have to finish.
Boding well for asking her if she wants my phone number.
Yeah.
Just finally, as we have no time left... We're literally finished now. In more ways than one.
She's not happy about it.
Would you...
By the way...
Do you not like the head thing? No. Okay. Would you like my phone number? Is the last question.
Are you sure you had that written down correctly?
Yeah, finally, would you like my phone number?
Sure. Okay. No, I don't know what you'd want me to do with it.
It's fine. Do whatever you want with it.
Okay.
I'll give it to you after we finish.
Okay.
Wow! Success!
Nice!
Jennifer Aniston asked for your phone number.
Well, she did.
No, she did ask. No, you're right.
No, when Dominic said, would you like it? She said yes.
But she accepted your phone number.
She does raise a really good point, though, that we hadn't really picked up on.
Which is the
fact that you would have read that question. Like, the fact that you couldn't remember, would you like my phone number?
Oh, man, that is beautiful.
Mm.
That is beautiful.
So.
Now I want to hear it again.
No.
By the way.
Do you not like the head thing?
Now.
No. Yeah. Would you like my phone number? Is the last question.
Are you sure you had that written down correctly?
Look, finally, would you like my phone number?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know what you'd want me to do with it.
She sounds like the old woman from the Golden Girls.
Yeah. I don't know what you want me to do with it.
What do you want me to do with it?
Blanche!
Monica!
Blanche!
Monica! Monica!
I know we're running out.
Gunther!
We're running out of time.
Gunther!
But I have to...
Ross!
Oh, no. What happened next?
I just have to confess to something. In my head, and I had this all worked out beautifully the night before.
Oh.
I was going to ask her to, once we'd finished recording, so it was off mic, but you could still hear it.
Yeah.
For her to say, actually, I'd really like your phone number. Is that? And then you go, ah, that's amazing. So I asked her to do that. And Freya kept it in, and I think there's a clip. I asked her to pretend that she really wanted my phone number.
Yeah.
And I think you've got a clip.
Do you mind just pretending to ask me for my phone number while we've stopped recording?
No,
I can. And I can
I'm not going to do that.
No, okay, fine. Good. I just started that.
Oh my god!
But it didn't work, and you know, and we have to be upfront and honest about these things.
I mean, that's
I was going to hoodwink you.
That's even more embarrassing than asking for it properly.
Do you think?
So what's she like? I'm now confused because I want to like Jennifer Aniston because I do.
Yeah, she was great,
but.
She was good, and like you say, bearing in mind, she's done about 20 of these before, and then there's this bloke with a bald head who's written a question in, on his head in lipstick.
But she's met three times before.
Yeah, but she...
And I'm not to mean met like at a drinks thing. You've sat opposite her now three times.
I know, but they do hundreds of these just in this country, and then they'll go to Germany, and they'll go to, you know...
On the plus side,
well,
though, Dominic...
I don't know, there are other people... Will Ferrell would remember you.
Next time...
Will Smith would remember you. Other Wills... Yeah. You're a big hit with the Willies.
Yeah.
Next time you interview her, if you wore the hat again and did the hug or head, she would remember you,
I
guarantee.
No, that's true. She definitely would. Yeah. I don't think we should do hug or head again.
By the way, listen to how manly Jen... And I don't want to diss her, and if the movie can be listening, well, screw it.
No, do you know what the film... I honestly think...
No, I know you like the film. Jennifer Aniston sounds like a man. I have to say it. Listen.
Do you mind just pretending to ask me for my phone number while we've stopped recording?
No, I can.
There you go.
No, that was a man.
She sounds like a man.
That was a man.
Oh, right.
That was a man. He was looking after.
Why won't these windmill people get a sense of humour, though?
Well, this, you know, it's just another interview for them, isn't it? You know, the fact it's radio brilliance that doesn't come into it.
Do you mind just pretending to ask me for my phone number while we've stopped recording?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, fine.
I'm not going to do that.
I just thought about it.
No.
Anyway, nice to meet you, Eddie Murphy.
But she was good. So just to say, the hug or head won't ever happen again. It's worth saying. Because you have to sit through 7 minutes with a hat on.
And it's got to.
She needs to come in. That's what it is.
Yeah, she'd absolutely. She'd be great if came in.
How was her face, Dom?
How was her face?
Yeah, how did she look close up?
She looked great. She had very piercing eyes and... yeah,
she's pretty?
She is pretty. Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is she now?
Lovely hair.
Is she 40?
Terrific hair.
She must be 40.
She must be more than 40.
Yeah, of course.
Early 40s, I think.
Yeah, 45.
And half Greek.
Told you she was Greek.
Yeah, well done. I didn't know that.
I thought she was full-blown Greek.
She's what?
Like, you know, completely 100%
Greek. No, she's not Greek.
February 1969.
So she's 45-ish?
Dave, February 1969. Dave, February 1969.
Yeah, so she would now be 42?
Is the right answer. Yeah. Oh, my God, really?
So that was 45-ish.
I love that. She's born February 69.
Oh, so she's 45-ish.
Do you know the hardest part of all that? It was not working out that she was born in 1969. It was working out what year we're in now.
Unbelievable. People could give you the wrong change all the time and you'd never know.
That's true. I know. You need to check your statements.
Dave gets ripped off on a daily basis and has no idea. How much is that? That's $4.99. Okay, here's a tenner. There you go. And there's your penny change. Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's a good job I'm not rich like Sting or someone like that. Didn't he get done by his accountant?
Dave, you probably should be rich. That's the thing. Maybe you have been very wealthy over the last few years, but you just haven't known.
I just wonder why I don't have as much in my bank account as I sometimes think I should do.
I didn't know I paid
£900.
That'll
be £29.99.
Yeah. £50 for cash?
Certainly, sir.
Okay, bargain.
And 5 pence change.
And Dave goes, and here's your change. No, I give you the change, sir. That's right, you do. I don't understand money.
To think I run a business.
Oh, man. Anyway, well, well done. Jennifer Aniston, very lovely. And when will the video be on the website?
I'm pretty sure it's either today or tomorrow, isn't it?
All right, cool.
which is a fact I'm not sure at all.
Job well done, Dominic.
Thank you.
Can't wait to watch how cringy it is.
Yeah.
Listen, watch, share.